here and that lets you save them.
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green look on.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
All right, welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Thanks so much for being here on this edition of the show. I always appreciate your time to see what we have going on each week and throughout the week. Now today, I'm going to be talking about going through the motions. So I'll tell you why this was inspired. I'm going to tell you about why not put it 100% effort in. I don't quite understand that, but we're going to get into that. I'm going to talk about my frustrations with that and maybe some tips to help you get through just going through the motions. All right. So let's get into it. Let's get into the show. I want to talk about going through the motions or not going through the motions, wherever you're at. Now, this was kind of inspired by two different sides. I started working with a local college athletic team, which was super cool. Something that I've been wanting to work with athletes for quite some time now. And I just got the opportunity, it was presented to me and I jumped on and I said, let's do it. Let's see if this is something I want to do in the future. So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing that a little bit now. And I was so. The other side of the story is I was working out. I was living in Los Angeles for a number of months last fall. And it was actually the gym was called Unlimited Fitness, super cool gym, great people, fitness instructors. You always get a great workout in. And, you know, being an athlete my entire life, I go into fitness classes and some are a little bit more challenging. Some are incredibly difficult, but you know, I was so surprised how incredibly hard these members worked, and the instructors pushed and pushed, and you would be hard pressed to see anyone giving up or not getting through workouts. Of course, you take breaks, and everyone's incredibly exhausted. So I just thought, you know, this is crazy. These people are working out so hard, and I suppose that's what you go to workouts for, to get as much out of it as you can. There's this one lady in particular, and I'm not the type, I kind of wish I was at times, but I'm not the type of person just to go up to someone randomly and talk to them. But I couldn't help it. This lady, she was working so hard and she was incredibly fit. So I said, she was at the front of the group doing everything, whether it was running, push-ups, didn't matter what it was. She was always leading the pack. And I just went up to her and I said, you know, that was an incredible workout. Thanks for the inspiration. She inspired me. She pushed me. And that's what classes are all about. You go into classes and you learn more. I think you learn more about yourself by comparing yourself to other people and have them push you and support you as well. And that's why a supportive community is so important. That's why I talk about it every chance I get, because it's such a key element in living a healthy lifestyle. So while I was working out and I went up to this girl and I just said, wow, that was an incredible workout. Thanks for, you know, pushing me. Thanks for the inspiration. And she said, oh, you know, a little taken back. I imagine that doesn't happen very often. People would go up to her and I said, you know what? We just talked. I don't know what the conversation was. But what I'm getting to here is I said, you know, what's your mindset going through workouts? And she said, I know I have an hour. She said, I have an hour today, right now. And that's all I have. I have 1 hour in this day. And I think she said something along the lines of maybe 3 hours a week or 2 hours a week, whatever it was. But she's like, today I have 1 hour and I'm going to get the most out of it because that's all I have. I have 60 minutes of workouts. And that's it. And it's such a short amount of time. And that's something that I had to talk with some of the athletes about. And I said, you have me working with you. And not like when I was growing up, I went to college, I went to different levels, I played professional, and every different level, we didn't have a professional sports and conditioning coach. We didn't have someone pushing us. A lot of that was on us. And I just said to them, you have this amount of time. You have a certain amount of time, 45 minutes once a week, or an hour three times a week. Doesn't matter what it is. And I'm not going to point out one particular group. I just think in general, whether it's athletes, this other gym that I was talking about, it was a higher end area, which I enjoy being in, like right next to the beach. You can hear the waves while you're working out. And I love it in every way, shape and form. And they have business people, business owners, executives. They were different. They were parents there, so dads and parents had their, some had their kids there on the side. And it doesn't matter if you're an athlete or if you're a business owner or if you're a worker, whatever, you're just an employee, not just an employee, but if you're an employee, I mean, it's so important to understand that you get out, of course you get out what you put in, but we all have limited times throughout the week or in the week or in a day. We have that amount of time to work out. And it's, this isn't just about workouts. I'll get into other topics in a second here. But if you're going to work out, that's how much time you have, and that's it. Time is limited. I suppose that's kind of funny or ironic in some way, that time, there's never ending. Time is always going. It never stops. And it's, you know, it seems like time is unlimited, but we do have limited time in a day, let's say. It's 24 hours in a day. And usually, let's say it's a workout class or you give yourself a work in that, an hour workout. I think that might be a bit long. Personally, I think you get a great workout in 20, 30 minutes, 40 minutes max. But if you work hard for 40 minutes and that's how much time you give yourself, then you get everything you possibly can out of that 40 minutes. And I just think that we have such an advantage in life if we understand that and we go after it and we say, I have an hour to get this project done. I'm going to make it the best project I can possibly make it in this hour. And that's it. It gets a little bit more challenging if it's a week or if you have 3 weeks to finish a project. You're not going to say, I have 8 hours today and I'm going to push as hard as I can to get this project done. It does happen. We can do that. But I think there's other things that we can do to increase our motivation or to increase our ability to focus on a certain project, like breaking it down and focusing on certain areas. But if you can understand that this is how much time we have for a given task, that could be workouts. Like, this is how much time I'm going to give myself to work out. 45 minutes for today. And that's all I'm going to focus on. And you go full tilt. You're going to get something out of it. You're going to get every bit out of it as much as you put into it, without a doubt. But that's where results come from. And understanding that whatever you put in, you know, that's your result right there. What you put in. I think many times we just go through the motions. We just show up at the gym. And I know it's the gym. I pick on the gym a bit because the gym annoys me on different levels and I understand there's a social aspect of the gym. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think that many times we go to the gym and we think, well, showing up's half the battle. So here I am. I showed up. But that's not good enough. Not if you want results. I mean, you talk to someone, you say, how many times a week do you go to the gym? Well, I go 3 times a week. Well, that's great. But how much are you getting out of those 3 times a week? If you're standing by the water fountain, if you're talking to your friends, if 20 minutes is you getting dressed, 5 minutes is you, 10 minutes is you getting to your cardio equipment, and then you have to drive home, get back dressed up and drive home. I mean, you got 10 minutes of a good workout in there. You're not going to get results that way. I know that's an exaggeration, but it may not be for everyone. I'm just saying that if you have a certain amount of time and you give everything you possibly can in that time, you'll be successful. And something else that I like to relay to whoever I'm working with, whether it's athletes, whether it's class members, whether it's, you know, our online membership, is that whatever you put into whatever you're doing, that's going to relay to other areas of life. So if you work hard in the gym, you're probably going to work hard at your job. You're probably going to work hard at being a parent, whatever it is. So whatever you're putting good quality effort in, that relates to other areas of life. If you just show up and you just go through the motions, I mean, let's take athletes for a second. If you just show up and get through the workout, I mean, there's a very good chance. I mean, I feel like I could tell by a workout how people go through their day. There's a very good chance if you just show up to your workout, just go through the motions, and you're probably going to saunter to class, show up late, and just get through the workouts. Of course, that may be an over... There's not the workouts. Just get through the class and not do your homework or study for it. That may be an oversimplification, or that may be then, you know, a little bit different than what happens every time. You know, there could be someone that doesn't love to work out, but they love math class. I don't know. I was the opposite, of course. But what I'm saying is I think for the majority, from what I've seen in my experience, is that whatever you put in, however you do one thing, is how you do everything. I did a past show on this. How you do one thing is how you do everything. And it means so much to me, because when I sit down and I put in effort for a project or for this show right now, like, for example, I'm doing this show. And I always think about a show for a couple days or a couple hours before, and it goes through my mind, these private or personal podcasts, that these are my thoughts that I'm sharing with you, and I've been thinking about them for a while. And right now, I'm putting 100% into this show, into me sharing my perspective and my thoughts with you. I'm not texting. That'd be near impossible for me to talk to you in text or to be answering emails at the same time. I'm putting 100% into this show right now. And I think that if I took that into when I train the athletes, for example, like, I want them to succeed. I really do. I want them to understand that they have limited time to be a college athlete, that it's a privilege to be a college athlete. I mean, it's maybe a privilege to be a corporate leader. That's another show I want to do on, is about leadership, but to be a boss or a manager, we have limited time to whatever we're doing in our lives. To be a parent, like, we have a limited time to be a parent to a 16-year-old. We have 1 year because they're going to be 17 next year. We have limited time for them to be, you know, living at home. And if maybe we love that they're living at home, or maybe we can't wait for them to move out, but we have limited time. And the show isn't about time, but the show is about understanding that if we put in 100% effort to being a better parent, to be a better leader, to be a better coach, an athlete, whatever it is, that we can succeed, we will succeed, and that will translate to other areas of life, to being great at what you do right now, whatever you're doing. If you're running, listening to this, if you're driving, be a good driver. You know what I'm saying? Be a good athlete, be a good runner, whatever it is that you're doing right now in this moment, be good at it, be focused, and that will translate. You won't only be successful now, but that will translate to other areas of your life. And I think that's so important and difficult. I think it's difficult to explain when you're younger. I'm trying to think back, if I got out, probably didn't get out every single workout as I possibly could, but that's how I lived. That's how I got through the ranks. That's how I try to share this story as often as possible. I mean, the only way I got through high school, the way I got through college, you know, the only way I succeeded in college and the professional level and traveled around the world is because I put in the time and effort. I was the first one there. I showed up, or I was the first one there, and I was the last one to leave for practice, for workouts. If it was me, they would have to tell me to leave the gym. It's time for you to go, son. You need to move on. You need to go home. Go home. We're shutting down the field. Something else. We got to cut the field. We got to cut the lawn. Whatever it is. And I'd be sitting there waiting when they open the gates to get in. And I think that's how you be successful. That's the only way I know how to be successful. And when I say that translates to other areas of your life, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, the things that I learned moving up the ranks, struggling, failing, getting rejected, finding success, all of that right now translates to my life right now. That's exactly what it is. I think that it'd be hard pressed to find someone that works a whole lot harder than I do on my given projects. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy life. I go on vacations. I don't work anymore. I don't work from when I wake up to when I go to bed. Like, I take little naps. I take that. Sometimes I need a little nap in the afternoon. Sometimes when I go out to friends or family, I'm not working. I don't take my phone with me. I don't have a phone. I don't answer emails. I'm not on social media. I enjoy myself. When we go on vacations and such, I work because I want to. So I wouldn't say I always work, but I mean, I work because I enjoy it, and I'm usually working at some time or another. But what I'm saying is that translates. What I learned from working hard as an athlete, what I learned from, you know, being there early, staying late, I do that now. You know, I wake up and I can't wait to get to my computer and start working. When I'm working on a project, I have tunnel vision. I can't think about anything else. And I work on it for long stretches. And I think that, I don't want to sound like I'm contradicting myself, but I work on it for long stretches and I work hard. And then when it's time to, that project is done, then I take a little break. I relax. I don't work so hard every day or throughout the week. And that's where I get at when I'm saying that this is all a process. I just got on the fourth. I don't know if I officially announced this yet, but when I got on, we're on four stations now. 4 stations across Canada, which is incredible to me. We're nationally syndicated. And for me, I'll spend an entire day picking up the phone and calling. Just calling. Are you interested in this show? Can I send you a demo? Whatever, cold calling, which I really dislike. But I do like the benefits of it. And I think it'd be hard-pressed to tell someone to say, hey, if you want to do this, you have to do the research. You have to find people that are going to be interested. You have to get them interested. And by continuing to push forward, picking up the phone, understanding that rejection is going to come, all the things that I talk about on a regular basis on this show is what I deal with in life. I remember this one time I was talking to this young, inspired entrepreneur. They were trying to find their way, or are trying to find their way, in the health and fitness field. And they said, you know, you've done so many things. You've been able to write a book. You've got your own product. You running this online business. They said, you've been so successful. How have you been able to do it? And I said, there's no secret to it. You know, I love to talk to entrepreneurs. I'll talk to them all day. I love how excited and inspired they are about life. And I just tell them the truth. I tell them what I've went through. I tell them all my successes, many more failures. I told them that 3 years, this show is being released. This is 5 years in. And I feel like I've been successful on some level. We all have a different understanding or a different level of what we feel is success. But I told them, 3 years, you know, I almost saw no return after 3 years of doing this. I think 3 years might have been the turning point. Probably 4 years I felt established, and then now I'm doing bigger and better things, and I have some help. Some people are working for me. But I mean, they couldn't believe that it took 3 years to get off the ground and running. And I thought, it's such a short amount of time. I mean, that was full tilt. That was me working to get radio shows and writing a book and trying to design my own products. And that was before, like, nothing happened. That was all hard work. That was me trying to get established. That was me trying to put in more effort, getting people to know about what I'm doing. And then I don't feel like I got too many benefits or I suppose a whole lot of return on my investment until after year 3 and moving on past year 4. And I mean, all that work and time I put in is starting to pay off. And I suppose what I'm getting at is that I think that's when entrepreneurs might, you know, turn away and be like, God, that's too difficult. But it just shocked me how a certain individual was like, 3 years, I'm not going to do this for 3 years before anything, before I see any benefit or before I feel like it's worth it. I mean, that's what it takes. I was the same way. When I got started, I was like, oh, they say it takes at least 3 years to get a business going. And it's not 3 years. It took me at least 4, going on 5. This is, we finished year 5. So I'm going on to year 6 now, and I'm just starting to feel like I'm getting established and gaining some traction. So that's what it takes. It just takes constant effort. It doesn't matter if we're talking about entrepreneurs. It's talking about putting effort in, not just showing up as I'm talking about in this show. And when you're putting that effort in, you put that constant effort in, you understand that going through the motions isn't going to get you anywhere. It's just going to get you to where you're just going to show up. You're going to show up, and there's going to be no results because you're just going through the motions. You're not putting that time and effort in. So when you're getting rejected at work, when your project isn't going the way it should be, get back up and continue to push forward and understand that you have that limited time. And by understanding that limited time is going to get you to the next level by focusing and putting that effort in, then you can get through it. And I think that's how I get through it. Understand that I'm not going to have to cold call for the rest of my life to get on more stations. Understand that there's going to be other things that come into my life that are going to be easier, things that I'm going to enjoy doing more. And the other way is, I've seen so many athletes that they just didn't put in the time and effort. They didn't understand that this is how much time you have, and stop going through the motions. And those are the ones that go through the motions. They didn't move up. I mean, that's no question. Like, there comes a time where you're just not good enough to go through the motions. You can't show up. And I think that you can't just show up and succeed. And if you get to a high enough level, every single person that goes through the motions won't be good enough anymore. That's just how it is. That's just life. That's it. And I think that has a lot to do with that. Like I said, I have another show planned. I have leadership on my mind as well, but I think that if you show up at a job, you're not going to be promoted. You're not going to be pushed forward. You're not going to be, and sometimes it drives me nuts how people become leaders or become managers. And you think, like, how everything is chaos. And you're like, how is this person, a leader that drives me nuts. But I mean, in your job, if you understand that for you to work hard, for you to put that time and effort in, for you to succeed and get to the next level, maybe you want more vacation time. Maybe you want a higher pay rate. Maybe you want a raise, whatever it is. Maybe you want to move up and do well in this position so someone else will offer you a better job somewhere else. I don't know. Whatever it is. All I'm saying is that if you put in the time and effort, if you understand that you're really hurting yourself and only yourself by going through the motions and not putting 100% in, then you can change that. Change your way of thinking. If you hate your job, if you don't want to do it, look for another job. Or find a way to put more effort in so you can move up the ranks and get a better job. Or so you can, someone's going to see that you're really good at what you do and they'll offer you a job somewhere else. You know, whatever it is, I think that if we understand, then we'll be able to move forward and be more successful in different areas of life. So I'm going to leave that with you. That whole going through the motions thing, it really, you know, it bugs me, to be honest with you. It's difficult for me to understand that. You know, I suppose I'm pretty well done. I'm not going to continue to go through it. But if we can understand that this is all we have, that's it. When that time is over with, it's it. You can't get that time back. You can never get time back. We don't have time machines. You can't go back last week and say, oh, I wish I did better at that workout. I wish I got more out of it, that workout last week. Or I wish I did my project better so my boss doesn't fire me or demote me. Is that a word? Demote. The opposite of promote. You know, we can't go back in time. This is what we have. And if we lived life to the fullest, that's why I'm so passionate about this. If we lived life to the fullest, if we lived each moment like it mattered, because it does, then we would be successful in every single thing that we do, regardless of the outcome, we would be successful. So you can take that with you wherever you like. Take it for what it's worth. And if you're going through the motions, stop going through the motions. put in that time and effort and be successful in whatever you do. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you being a part of our True Form Life community. If you want to head over to trueformlife.com, we have a free 10-day fitness challenge. We have a brand new workout we send you each week. So all you have to do is enter in your email address and we'll send you a brand new workout for 10 days in a row, 10 different workouts. These workouts are 20 minutes or less. And then we're going to give you tips, different types of tips along the way to help you succeed in that 10 days. Sometimes you need a little boost. Sometimes we need a point in the right direction. Hopefully that's going to do that for you. We got some other exciting news. We have a morning show announcement that we did on a past show. If you haven't listened to that, check out morning show announcement. Super excited. People are loving these morning shows Dorothy and I are putting together. And I think they're good. I really do. So more details about that's coming out in the future. And we're also going to do a little cooking with Dorothy. We got some videos and some video recipes and such going up on my Facebook page. That's at facebook.com/trueformlife. I'm also on Twitter at trueformlife and Instagram as well. So check if you want more information. If these shows aren't quite enough, these 2 a week that we're doing, then head over there and you'll see more information and more details, more pictures, whatever else I'm doing. I put it all up on social media so you can check it out. Check us out there. Once again, puredime.com/drewtadia. Any gas, indigestion, bloating, heartburn, these guys can help you out. For 10% off, my first name, Drew. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.